Gallows View by Peter Robinson. Read by Simon Slater.
Where on earth did I put that sugar bowl? Alice Matlock muttered to herself as she searched the cluttered room. It was a birthday present from Ethel Carstairs, a present for her 87th birthday 3 days ago. Now it had disappeared. Alice was having trouble remembering little things like that these days. They said it happened when you got older. But why then should the past seem so vivid? Why particularly should that day in 1916, when Arnold marched off proudly to the trenches, seem so much clearer than yesterday? What happened yesterday? Alice asked herself as a test. And she did remember little details like visiting the shop, polishing her silverware, and listening to a play on the radio. But had she really done those things yesterday, the day before, or even last week? The memories were there, but the string of time that linked them like a pearl necklace was broken. All those years ago, that beautiful summer when the meadows were full of buttercups, none of those nasty new bungalows then, the hedgerows bright with cow parsley. Gypsy, she always called it, because her mother had told her that if she picked it, the gypsies would take her. And her garden full of roses, chrysanthemums, clematis and lupins. Arnold had stood there, ready to go, his buttons reflecting the sunlight in dancing sparks on the whitewashed walls. He leaned against the doorway, that very same doorway with his kit bag, that lopsided grin on his face. Such a young face, one that had never even seen a razor. And off he marched, erect, graceful, to the station. He never came back. Like so many others, he was destined to lie in a foreign grave. Alice knew this. She knew that he was dead. But hadn't she also been waiting for him all these years? Wasn't that why she had never married, even when that handsome shopkeeper, Jack Wormald, had proposed? Down on his knees he was, by the falls at Rawley Force. Got his knees wet too, and that didn't half vex him. But she said no. Kept the house on after her parents died, changed things as little as possible. There had been another war too, she vaguely remembered. Ration books, urgent voices and martial anthems on the radio, faraway rumblings that could have been bombs. Arnold hadn't come back from that war either, though she could imagine him fighting in it like a Greek god, lithe and strong, with a stern face, a face that had never seen a razor. Other wars followed, or so Alice had heard, distant ones. Little wars, and he had fought in them all, an eternal soldier. She knew deep down that he would never come home, but she couldn't lose hope. Without hope, there would be nothing left. Where on earth did I put it? She muttered to herself, down on her knees, rummaging through the cupboard under the sink. It must be somewhere. I'd forget my head if it was loose. Then she heard someone running outside. Her eyes were not as good as they used to be, but she was proud of her hearing, and often ticked off the shop girls and bus conductors who assumed that they had to shout to make her hear them. After the sound of running came a gentle knock at her door. Puzzled, she stood up slowly, grasped the draining board to keep her balance, and shuffled through to the living room. There was always a chance. She had to hope. And so she opened the door.